Honestly, business is hard. What percent of businesses, 63% of all businesses in America will only ever break even or make a loss. Like, how come? Like, business is this. There's many ways to do it, but the key is self-awareness. Say self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Like I said to you, like some of you should be scaling. You've got the ability to do it and you want to do it and you've got, most importantly, the gut for it because it's hard work. Some of you, you're like, no, actually you're going to be a lot more profitable by just doing your business and smashing it. And here's the crucial thing is I'm a big believer in creating some type of one of the things you'll get from me, which I often talk about, often the chiropractic guys talking about how they have like take a million days off a year, they make a lot of money from lots of other things, right? Like there's a guy on stage, he talks about how much time he takes off and how well he does, but what he doesn't tell anyone, he's made more money from property than he's ever done from his practice. I'm like, why haven't you done just help him? That's inspiring too. You know, like you can do this. So I'll just quickly run through Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrant. You all are really familiar with it. So we've got employed, we've got self-employed, we've got business owner, and we've got investor, right? Employed and self-employed, 20% of the world's wealth, but 80% of the people live here. Okay, here, business owner and investor, 20% of the world live here, but they control 80% of the world's wealth, right? Crucially, most importantly, is because this we get taxed the most here. Killer, taxed the most. There's no way like you're not. Like you get taxed the most here, most. Okay. So to go from here to here, Robert Kiyosaki is like his big thing is to go from definition of a business, a profit-making enterprise that works without you. Profit-making enterprise that works without you. There was an oh shit moment for me when I realized I don't have a business. I've got a, and maybe sometimes, but that's okay. Self-awareness. Like, if I'm making a lot of money here, people make really good money here, by the way. Like, really good money. But I want you guys to, like, slowly, if you spend time with me, sometimes you can skip this altogether and go across here. Okay, crucially, property. So when I talk about creating a profit-making enterprise that works without you, this is often the cash cow to do it. But you need to be thinking that way. Or for some of you, it just floats your boat to do this. But crucially, to go from here to here, the hardest thing you'll ever do. Why? Big pay cut. You're probably going to be prepared to be the lowest paid person in your business for a while, as I was. No one teaches you that. Every associate made more money than me. Everyone. When I came in, I paid myself when I really jumped out of adjusting, I paid myself $2,000 a month. 24 a year. Like to have the long term thing. But like pay my salary minimum and then go to that. Now I do well, but we had to wait to get 8. So no one teaches this to go to here. I can help you with this, by the way. Helped a lot of people with this, but often I'm like, if you want to go there, that's cool, but then, like, don't know, this is like, sometimes this is easier. Honestly, business is hard. What percent of businesses, 63% of all businesses in America will only ever break even or make a loss? Two out of three companies or people will never employ one person. There's some people in the room that are thinking about scaling. Crucially, what you have to understand about scaling, I understand this in depth because this is the biggest problem. The biggest problem with scaling is everyone underestimates its complexity. I know a lot of you have heard me say this before. I'm just going to say for the benefit of the whole room, is you think I'm just going to scale, but you don't understand going from 3 people, products, or services, or sites to 4, small jump, three team members to 4 team members. Only a 30% increase, but the complexity of the business has increased by 400%. Because look at those degrees of communication that happened. Crucially, so if you're going to scale, the biggest thing you need to understand is structure, not systems. Everyone say structure.
Structure.
Meetings, scorecards, core values, boring shit. That's how you're going to do it. And even within your businesses, you're going to be scaling. Going from three, like some of you have got like 10 team members. Like, you've got to be working structure hard, core values hard. It's already, how many degrees of communication are? It's complex. And that's why business is really, really, really messy. Anyway, useful information? Yeah, cool. So, self-awareness. Everybody, self-awareness. It's like, if you don't want to scale, there's nothing wrong with you. That's great. You're making, some of you are making way more money than these people ever make. Honestly, business owners make way less than you think. Way less. You guys already know this. Because you've been busy. But like, businesses owners. So like, often, but for me, it's, I love it. So for me, like, I took a pay cut to go from here to here, initially. But how many guys can tell that I'm a student of the game? How many can tell I enjoy this stuff? Love this stuff. Hey docs, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet got my book, it's completely free, New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how I grew my 8 practices, saw 10,000 new patients every single year from the strategies in this book. Everything's in here. It's completely free. All you do is pay for the shipping and the postage. Click on the link. I promise to help your practice grow. See you at the next video.